Listen out for Halls Outdoors Mondays at 10:30 a.m. on TreasureStateRadio.com. Coming up next, the wild and crazy Haas Outdoors.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep, it's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
It is time for the Haas Outdoors, bringing you the news, how-to tips, where to travel, information on events, making fun of Yellowstone tourists, rambling on things don't make any sense, and just being a plain goofball. Here is your host, Charles Haas.
Good morning, Montana. Wakey, wakey, get out of bed. It's 10:30 here in Montana. Get out and enjoy this lovely Monday morning. But for you ranchers, another day in Moo Moo Land.
Boy, things are sure hectic here in Montana with that coronavirus. I've noticed some of the local stores here has ran out of toilet paper. Now, this virus attacks the respiratory system. Why do we need so much toilet paper for? Maybe because the virus is scaring the living out of them.
You know, some people don't have a clue about baby animals. You know, for instance, they'll stumble onto a little grizzly cub and say, "Oh, look, it's all alone. Let's pick it up and give it a nice home." Then all of a sudden, from behind you hear... This means time to put the grizzly bear cub down, bend over, and kiss your hind end goodbye, because in a matter of minutes, you may be in severe pain. I'm going to read you some news that's kind of related to what I'm talking about, so stand by. Every spring, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks receive several phone calls from people who had picked up deer, fawn, or other wildlife. FWP will no longer accept, hold, or rehabilitate deer, moose, and elk because the animals often die from stress of captivity and because of concern with the spread of disease. There are many cases which are good intentions lead to dire consequences. One spring in Miles City, a person's seen a fledgling bald eagle hopping around on the ground, which is normal behavior. They try to learn how to fly. Thinking the bird was injured, the person threw a blanket over it and brought it to the FWP office. The eagle escaped and flew in the opposite direction of the nest, and it's not known if it returned. In a more high-profile case at Yellowstone Park 2 years ago, a bison calf was picked up and transported by a tourist who believed thought it was abandoned. The calf was ultimately had been put down because it couldn't reunite with the herd and continued to approach people and vehicles. So if you care, leave it there. To prevent outcomes like the FWP, emphasize that wildlife species and their young should be left in the wild. If you see a young wild animal alone or injured, whether it's a goose or a grizzly, keep your safe distance. It's illegal to possess and care for most live animals taken from the wild. Animals often thrive without our intervention, and odds of surviving in the wild after a greater if they are left alone. Once young animals are picked up by people, they usually can't be rehabilitated. People handling wildlife also injure themselves or the animal, or relocate it to the human, potentially causing problems if the animal is released back into the wild. If you have dogs, please be careful to keep your dogs under control, especially in the spring when newborns' wildlife is most vulnerable. Pet owners can be cited for a dog harassing or killed wildlife may by law have been destroyed, so kind of keep your eyes on your pets. The center does not take animals considered the rabies victors, such as raccoons, bats, and foxes. Some raptors are accepted and given rehabilitation ability, but some games like ducks and geese are not. The center take orphan bears and mountain lions, but mountain lions cannot be released in the wild, and options are limited. If you think you see an injured or a solitary young animal in the wild, keep your distance and monitor the animal. At the Wildlife Agency, the FWP's priority is to keep the animals wild. We urge the public help in using this mission.
In other words, just keep your hands off of them and everything will be okay. Time for some more news. If you're still awake out there, this came in from Yellowstone Park. The first confirmed grizzly sighting in Yellowstone National Park of 2020 occurred Saturday, March the 7th. Yogi Bear was observed from an airplane by biologists during a radio to military flight near Grand Prismatic Springs just 1 day before last year's first sighting. Yogi Bear and Boo Boo comes out of hibernation in early March, Yogi's wife and her little brat come out in April and early May. When the bears emerge from hibernation, they're looking for food and often feed on elk and bison that have died over the winter. Sometimes Yogi will act aggressive while feeding on a carcass. So that means you better keep away from him or he liable to eat you. All of Yellowstone National Park is bear country, from the deepest backcountry to the boardwalks of Old Faithful. Protect yourself and the bear people. Bears people? What is that? Is that some like of a football team? There's some simple guidelines you can follow to make you have a safe trip. Prepare for bear encounters. That means keep your picnic baskets away so Yogi can't get into them. Carry bear spray. Know how to use it. Just don't try to spray the bear while the wind is in your face, because you might have a bad day on top of the bear. Stay alert. That means no sleeping or sleepwalking. Do not run if you encounter a bear, because he will make you his throw toy if you try to run from him. Stay 100 yards away from a black bear and grizzly. Use binoculars, telescope, telephoto lens to get a closer look. Store food, garbage, barbecue grills, and other attractants in hard-sided vehicles or bear-proof food storage boxes. Report bear sightings and encounters to park rangers immediately. Hunting for all mountain lions in South Central Montana, Hunting District 520, which includes a portion of Carbon, Stillwater, Sweetgrass counties, will be closed 1/2 hour after sunset on March 14, 2020. The closure notice for the hunt came shortly after Fish, Wildlife, and Park officials received word that the pre-established quota for this district has been met. By order of Montana's Fish Wildlife Commission, the season for trapping otter and trapping District 5 in South Central Montana will be closed midnight on Saturday, March the 14th, 2020. The district includes portions of Bighorn, Carbon, Fergus, Golden Valley, Major, Muscle Shell, Park, Petroleum, Stillwater, Sweetgrass, Treasure, Wheatland, and Yellowstone counties. For more information, visit FWP's website at fwp.mt.gov, choose hunting, then draw and quota status, or call the toll-free number 1-800-711-8727. Calibration is essential to efficiency. Communicate about bear awareness with people who work, live, recreate in bear country. This was one of the key messages came from the Grizzly Bear Outreach and Education Summit held late January in Helena. The summit included nearly 100 people who focused much of their professional work on grizzly bear outreach and education in the Northern Rockies from Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, and Colorado. The Grizzly Bear Outreach Summit comes from the time when grizzly bear populations expand in areas where they haven't been for decades, including prairies east of the Rocky Mountain front, areas away from the Beartooth Mountain, South Central Montana, and within areas between Northern Continental Divide and Yellowstone ecosystem. These areas expanded frequency coincide with areas expanded the human population. I got a solution for that. It's called hunting season, people. Hello? You wouldn't have this problem if you get off your hind end, let's have a hunting season. No, they're too endangered. I still think it's a bunch of horse.
If you're with an outdoor organization like to share some news, or want to brag about a hunting and fishing trip you was on, or just want to ramble on something about hunting and fishing, please email me at hawsoutdoors@treasurestateradio.com. That's all the time we have, folks. Thank you for listening in. This is Goofy Charles Hawes, and Treasure State Radio saying so long and be safe out there.
Listen out for Hawes Outdoors, Mondays at 10:30 a.m. on TreasureStateRadio.com.